Psachim Pek Zayin Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kol Hanechal B'Shor HaGadol. Anything that's eaten from a large ox, that's edible once an ox is large. Ye'ochel B'Gedi Harach. You can eat it even with a very small, very soft, delicate kid, baby goat. And like the Rav explains, that a Shor HaGadol, everything that developed in the animal that would have become hard, that is inedible, already became hard. And if there's something that's edible, that's the type of food that you can eat on a Gedi that's only 8 days old. But something that's not edible with a Shor HaGadol, the Rav says a lashon that you cannot include that if there's not enough meat that a person can eat a kezias of regular meat, that you're forced to have a person set up that part of his kezias is dafka, something that you can eat on a little baby lamb. But if this animal was bigger, it really wouldn't be edible. That wouldn't count for the kezias that a person needs to eat for the Karban Pesach. The Rambam learns that this is actually going on etzem loy tishbiru, that if you know that if something in the future by a large ox, you can eat it if you cook it in water a long time, that's considered like basar, since it's edible. And therefore, even in a gedi harach, where you would think that maybe it's hard and you may be breaking a bone, if I can eat it while it's bigger, then there's no problem of shvirus etzem while it's little. And like the Rav explains, the Mishnah is now continuing. And what are examples? Viroshei knafayim, and the head of the wings, which is really the shoulders, like the shoulder blade area. Vasachusim, the cartilage of that area. Sachusim is other cartilage. So, for example, cartilage by the ears, or the cheeks, or the bottom of the ribs. Since all these things could be eaten through shlika, through cooking it a long time, you can also eat it, and it's counted as part of the kezias. We're going to go with the Rav's pshat, obviously through tzli, through roasting it. You're not going to eat it any other way for the Karban Pesach. But you could roast it, and that's considered edible, and it can count. Hashoivrus ha'etzem b'pesach hatar. If a person breaks the bones of a regular tahor Karban Pesach, Hareza loik arbaim, he gets 40 lashes. He's over the loisase of etzem loisishbu bo. Aval ha'moiser batar, but if one leaves over from a tahor animal, vashoiver batame, or he breaks the bones of a tame animal, ain't a loikas arbaim. In both of these cases, he does not get malchus. So let's talk about the first case. Moser batar, leaves over of a tar. So first of all, you see that if you leave over by a tar, you don't get malchus. Nosar doesn't give you malchus, all the more so if you have nosar by something that's not even fitting to eat, you don't get malchus. Why does nosar not get malchus? So that, like the Gemara explains, is two dayas. One day is because it's a lav hanita klase. Anytime you have a lav, an iser losase, and then there's a mitzvah that comes right afterward, there's no malchus. So this is an example. The Torah says not to leave it over in the morning, and then it tells us right afterwards the mitzvah. What do? If you leave it over in the morning, you burn it. So when the Torah does that, there's no malchus. And that's a holamdus and how that works. But the other pshat is that it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. There's no action. Leaving over is not physically an action. V'chol lav she'ein bo maisa ein lokin alav. Any lav that has no maisa, you don't get malchus. So those are the two pshatim. So that's moiser betar. Now, shoiver betame, breaking something that's tame, you don't get malchus for. We've alluded to this previously, that you're allowed to break the bones of a tame animal on Pesach. This is not the iser of etzem leisishbru bo. The drush is bo, dafka, something you can eat, but not something that you can't eat, as the Rav brings. And it's lav dafka when you just walk over to a Karban Pesach and break the bones of a tame Karban Pesach that now is possible because it's tame, so a person can break the bones because it's tame. But what if a person's actually going to eat the Karban Pesach and he's tame, or the Karban is tame, where like the example is where the whole tzibur is tame, or all the Kohanim are tame, or the Kelim are tame, we're going to see. All these cases, you do eat the Karban Pesach. So even in that case, Tesis Yonter brings the Rambam, and Rashi holds this way too, that even in that case, one is allowed to break the bones of a Karban Pesach that's tummy that he's bringing as a Karban Pesach. So a person can be eating the Karban Pesach because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibor, since it's tummy, there's no Isser of breaking bones by a Karban tummy, and therefore you're allowed to even break it. And that's what we had in the previous Mishnah, that if a person wanted to get the marrow, sounded like he could, not sure if it's l'chatchila, but definitely would not be an Isser min HaTorah according to this, that he can break the bones if everybody was tummy, if that was the example. But in that case, we said that he still would have to burn the bones because the bones are used, they're subservient to the marrow, and those bones eventually are going to be nosar because they're going to be left over. You're not going to eat them. And that's the reason you would have to burn the bones, because it's as if you're burning the marrow in that case.